A man named Lucy is the major character at the heart of Patrick DeWitt's new novel. Lucien Minor is a young man who goes to work as the under-major domo at the Castle Von O in the remote east of a kingdom that seems to be in the grip of some indefinable and endless war. And so there you have your title, Under-Major Domo Minor. Patrick DeWitt, who was shortlisted for the 2011 Man Booker Prize for his novel The Sisters Brothers, which won the Canadian Governor General's Award for English Language Fiction, joins us now from Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Lucy looks out of a telescope from the Baron's castle, but his view of life changes when he sees a young woman through a window. Tell us about Clara.
Clara is the love interest in this novel, and it's a fairly traditional and straightforward love story, I feel. This is just somebody that he finds beguiling and charmed by, and it is that most cliched of things. It's love at first sight. And there's just something about her profile and her carriage that, you know, he's really just lost to her right away.
Lucy's not the only guy in town who finds her beguiling, though.
He's not, no. There's a sort of vastly superior physical specimen named Adolphus, who's a sort of unfairly heroic partisan soldier lurking in the mountains, who, when he's not busy being shot at or shooting at his mysterious oppressors, he's wooing Clara. And in fact, they're engaged to be married, but Lucy finds all this out later.
I got to tell you, it went back and forth on whether or not Lucy was likable.
Well, the question of likability is, it's a funny one. It's people are comparing this book, my new one, to my last one, and it's become apparent to me that the last protagonist, Eli, is a more instantly likable person for most readers, in spite of the fact that he's an assassin. Lucy is, I think, a little bit more, well, he's not as noble, and he's he lies, and he's envious of other people, and he's just a little bit more squirrely, I guess you'd say, than Eli's sisters. In terms of my liking him, I like him just as much as Eli. The question of likability is a bit of a puzzler for me. You know, I don't write people with likability in mind. It's more whether or not I find them compelling.
Do I have this right? Your literary talents were discovered in a bar?
In a roundabout fashion, yeah. I was working in a bar, washing dishes there, and I had written a book
this
about
a bar. This is in L.A., as I've heard the story.
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I'd written a book about a bar, and a patron came in one night whose name I recognized, a working screenwriter named D.V. DeVincentis. And I knew that this man could help me, and so I got him very drunk for free, not telling him that I was a writer. And at the end of the night, I sort of cornered him and begged him to read my manuscript. And he did this. I mailed it to him, and he read it, and so it was a lucky turn of events for me.
As I've read the story from D.V. DeVincentis, he literally had your story perched on the trash bin.
Yeah, he'd given me from the mailbox to the trash can to catch his attention. So it was about 10 paces, I suppose. And he read a page and took a step and read a couple pages and took another couple steps. And then rested the manuscript on the trash can itself. And then he liked it enough to bring it inside. He didn't throw it away.
Well, it's a wonderful story. just when you think this book, Under Major Domo Minor, is a fairy tale, Lucy comes across what reads like a suicide note.
Yeah.
Some of your characters don't seem to trust happiness.
Well, I wonder if that's more a literary device for me rather than, say, an inherent interest of mine. I don't know that happy people are interesting to write about or to read about. It seems to me that people that are more in flux, I suppose, are better at holding my attention.
Mm. Was it not long after that Clara says, "We'll see how long this lasts"? Not, "I love you too."
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd call myself an optimist. In some ways, I suppose I am, but I suppose that I am always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
You've got a line later in the book I wrote down, a character who says, "Boiled water only gets cold."
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sort of like an argument of my son and all children, and I think I did the same thing, which is, why in the world should I make my bed? I'm only going to mess it up again tonight. And it's an excellent argument. I really, when he says that to me, I don't really know what to say, you know?
What does it mean to you to be able to write for a living now, not have to work the back bar?
Well, it's the only thing I've ever wanted in my life, and it's gratifying to accomplish that. And then oftentimes when you reach a goal, or you accomplish something that you'd set out to do, it fails to deliver on an emotional level. I've experienced it so many times in life where I hit a bar that I wanted to hit and it doesn't feel the way I'd hoped, you know. Is that all there is and all that stuff, you know. But with me writing full time, it really has delivered in that way because it's a moving thing. My interest in words and literature is, it's always changing and every day of work is different. And it doesn't feel laborious the way that, say, washing dishes did. So it's really, I'm quite happy to be doing what I'm doing, and I feel very lucky.
Patrick DeWitt, his new novel, Under Major Domo Minor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Scott.